Thank you. Thank you. So Juliana Spahlholz is next. She's up next. Her work has appeared in Cake Train, Cranky, Gargoyle, and Sleeping Fish, among others. She lives in upstate New York.
Hello, I'm Juliana. Thank you all for coming, and thank you in particular to Noah for putting together this fun event and for working ceaselessly his behind off on such a great project. I think there's something about pregnancy that, in addition to swollen ankles and indigestion, makes me hesitate now on swear words, because I really meant to say Noah's ass. Thanks for working your ass off, Noah. That's what I really meant, yeah. Okay, so that said, I'm going to start with this piece, which begins with the biggest baddest swear word ever. So that's good. I'll make up for it. It's called You're Maid in Real Life. I had a dream that you were fucking your maid. In real life, you don't have a maid, but in my dream, your maid was terribly in love with you when you were taking her for a ride. I knew that you would break the heart of your maid. Your maid was older, short, and rather plump, and her teeth had gaping spaces. I walked by a room and you were in there folding laundry, great white billowing sheets. I walked by the room again and you were dancing in there with your maid, spinning and laughing, billowing sheets everywhere. Your wife was at work. You were making your maid's day. Your maid was very stupid to think that maybe you were really in love. Your maid was very stupid to think that maybe you wouldn't kick her to the curb. I kind of felt sorry for your maid, and I kind of hated her. I stood with your maid in an alley. She spoke so highly of you, her neck craned, her arms suddenly and gracefully athletic, her hands tensed, poised, invigorated. I didn't correct her. I understood. The streetlights showed down on us. The cobblestones were romantically wet. Your maid had stars in her lonely eyes. Your maid felt like a girl again. Your maid had so much hope. It wouldn't be very long before your wife came home from work. It wouldn't be very long before your maid was reminded that her actual job was to clean the pubic hair off your bathroom floor. Your poor, stupid maid. I envied her. I remembered being that stupid, how perfect it was, all billowing white dream sheets and dancing. You, the feeling of believing that every beautiful, impossible thing could be real. This is called Home. We argued about what home is. I got the dictionary. I looked up home. I read the definitions out loud. One, the place where one resides. Two, a house. Three, a customary environment, habitat. Four, you rolled your eyes. Wait, I said, four, a place of origin. Five, to the center or the heart of something, deeply. Six, having an easy competence and familiarity. I put the dictionary down. I told you, I said. You opened your mouth, but then you closed it again. We reside in a house in an environment that is not our place of origin, and though we are accustomed to an easy competence and familiarity, we know that we have not gotten to the center or to the heart of something deeply. And finally, this is the piece that appeared in the first issue of Trick House. I was Trick House's I'm proud to have been Trick House's first correspondent from Tucson, Arizona, where I recently moved back to New York from. So this is a brief introduction to downtown Tucson, Arizona. This is called Heat, the first section. It gets so hot here in the summer that people drive their cars wearing oven mitts. It is difficult to touch anything made of metal. The trees provide little shade. You can feel heat from buildings and from the road. The air itself is hot, and the breeze is also hot. Sometimes there are dust storms that come down the street in house-sized tornadoes and sound like an approaching herd of big animals. The dust storms collect branches and chairs and garbage cans and dump them somewhere else. Water. It is ill-advised to walk very far without water. Water in bottles gets warm very quickly. Cold water faucets produce warm water. There used to be a river, but now there is no river or lake or stream or pond or creek or brook or puddle. The only water is what falls from the sky. Monsoon comes in midsummer. Each day in late afternoon, there are dark clouds and the sky gets black and yellow and red and heavy, and everyone goes outside and looks at the sky and waits for rain. The storms are severe. Palm trees bend and the streets flood. Often it is impossible to drive through the flooded areas. Everyone loves monsoon. When it rains, the air smells like creosote, which smells like soft brown sweet dirt musk. Architecture. There are three skyscrapers in the business section, which stretches about three blocks. And in midday, the area is bustling, almost like a city. But mostly there are short old adobe buildings painted with bright colors, which are people's houses. Many buildings also display mural work, and many still have faded old painted signs of businesses like Mercado and La Tortilleria. There are dusty, colorful old cars and trucks resting on the sides of roads. Jobs. Some downtowners work at the little market, some work at the nicer restaurants, and some work at the bike shop. There are some banks and other offices. You could work at the university or at Raytheon, which is a place where they make weapons. A lot of people seem like they don't have jobs or like they have jobs that don't take up too much time. You can live very well on very little here. No one cares if you're broke. Fashion. Lots of women hipsters wear 40s or 50s vintage dresses. Lots of men wear fancy pants, shirts, and shoes from thrift stores. A lot of people go totally ragamuffin, and some go cowboy. There are lots of tattoos, dyed hair, and ironic mustaches. Which is a phrase that I heard first from Noah. I don't know if you made that up or not, but I've been using it ever since. Food. There are several cheap restaurants and some middle and a few upscale. The best Mexican is on the south side. There is one 24-hour diner. There is one international market and one organic co-op. Booze. Everyone drinks. There are always people you know in bars to drink with at all times of day and night. Even if you're broke, you can get drunk. $1 PBRs at Shays, $1.50 Schlitz at Congress, $1 High Life at the Grill. At the District, you can get a High Life and a whiskey for something like $4. Sometimes you end up getting drunk without meaning to. Entire days go by in bars, entire weeks, and entire months. Plants. Prickly pear cactus grows all over the place. It is very hardy. If you snap a pad off of one and stick it in the dirt, a new cactus will grow. People also plant barrel cactus and sometimes saguaro. Bougainvillea is a common vine flower. Its blossoms are bright pink and very striking. Some other flowers are Mexican hat and desert poppy. Mesquite trees and Palo Verde trees are everywhere. So are palm trees, but they are not native. There is very little grass. People's yards are just the dirt ground. Downtown is just minutes from the saguaro forest. Bugs. In the summer, there is the Palo Verde beetle, which can be as long as someone's hand. They fly low in the air and crash into things and crawl around clumsily. There are tiny mosquitoes, which are not native and did not used to be here. There are poisonous spiders, like black widows and brown recluses. There are bright green iridescent bugs. There are many kinds of cockroaches. There are tarantulas, but it is rare to see them in the city. There are enormous grasshoppers that overpopulate certain areas. Sometimes when you are walking somewhere, there will be dozens of enormous grasshoppers jumping all over the place. Animals. The desert has animals like coyote, javelina, jackrabbits, mountain lions, and rattlesnakes. In the city, there are lizards, mice, lots of birds, some small rodents, and stray dogs. In some neighborhoods, stray dogs travel in packs. They pretty much leave people alone, but cats have been known to be attacked and killed. Art. There is plenty of art. There are many art galleries and lots of public art, both sanctioned and unsanctioned. There is a guy that spray paints stencils of famous characters on the sidewalks and on sides of buildings and bridges and the train track. Some of the characters he has spray painted are Audrey Hepburn, Max Headroom, and Mr. T. It is easy to know the well-known artists in town. Music. There is plenty of music. Almost every night of the week, there is a local band playing in one of the bars. There is blues and bluegrass and lounge and rock and alt country and more. Some of the bands tour the country, and some tour Europe, and some do not tour. It is easy to know the well-known musicians in town. Bicycles. Many people ride bicycles. There are serious bikers that wear spandex and helmets and have fancy skinny bicycles, and there are casual bikers that have vintage cruisers with baskets and bells. It is not uncommon for someone to only have a bicycle, no car. You must be careful when riding your bike across the trolley tracks on 4th Avenue. It is easy to get your wheel caught. Trains. Cargo trains come through downtown about 150 times a day. The trains are long and the train bisects downtown. It is a bitch to get stuck of one because then you're stuck for a long time. The trains always blow their whistles a lot while they go through. There is a rumor that the city once complained about the noise, and so now the conductors blow their whistles just to be antagonistic. But no one seems to mind. The cars are yellow and say Union Pacific. They look beautiful in front of the mountains, like something someone imagined and painted. Thank you. Thanks. All right, so now we have Kristen Nelson, who writes short prose and poetry. She is a founder and the executive director of Casa Libre, a nonprofit writing center in Tucson, Arizona. You can find more of her work in Cranky, Quarter After Eight, and in Posse Review.